in a little series called Pilgrims and What? Pioneers. Pioneers. And next Sunday morning, I'm going to give a message on pioneers. And I haven't done it yet. I have some of the history. I'm going to research Rotunda. I'm going to see what were the plans. What was the vision? What was the future for that center of Rotunda? Did they ever have one? What were the hopes there? You call it commercial. You call it. What is it? What's going on down there? What's happening? Okay? Had a funeral recently of one of the pioneers of Englewood. Pioneer family. Was packed. We had to rent the Methodist church to house the folk. And it just reminded me again, I met all these pioneers again, people I've known for years to this community, people I respect and I admire for coming and bringing their families years and years ago when they had nothing and establishing this community that we enjoy today. Amen? It's awesome. Well, I look at us as pioneers. We're going into the center of an area down there that nothing's ever been built. Has anything ever been built down there? Yes or no? Nope. They got a trailer lot down there and they got a water tank that I don't know if it's got anything in it. Do y'all know if it has anything in it? Can somebody find out that answer and call the office this week? Does the water tank have anything in it? Can somebody take that job this week and call our office? We'll report to you next week. The point is, sounds like we're pioneers, guys, doesn't it? Say yes or no. Sounds like we're pioneers. We're going to talk about that next Sunday morning. Today, the second in the series called Pilgrims and Pioneers. Today, I'd like to talk about four pilgrims. Would you say that with me? Four pilgrims. Last week we looked at our heritage, where we came from over England, and how they came. And Governor William Bradford, his very own words, he recounted for us the scriptures that they read from the pastor and what happened before they ever got on the ship. And he established the third year of their landing at Plymouth. He established Thanksgiving, the 29th, 1623, as a day that we give thanks. And you go to ye meeting place on yonder hill and listen to ye pastor. Remember last week? That's where Thanksgiving came from. Pilgrims. Pilgrims. Let's go to the word. Even though we shared word last week, word that they actually read and that they talked about on the ship and when they landed, let's talk about four pilgrims in the Bible today. What is a pilgrim? And don't go to sleep on me. Help me here now. And this isn't a long message, believe it or not. I know you don't believe it. Here we go. A pilgrim is a stranger who is traveling or dwelling in a foreign land. He's often described as one who is journeying to a what? A holy place. So you hear often pilgrimage. A pilgrim. He's traveling in a foreign land. You don't find the word pilgrim or pilgrims mentioned very often in the Bible at all. But it's there. One of the places is right here. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and... Come on, one more time. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. Abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles. It's interesting, that message we gave on the property about telling the truth and being honest. You see it through the Bible. Here it is again. Having your conversation what? Honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good what? Which they behold glorify God in the day of the visitation. So the word pilgrim appears over here in 1 Peter. Okay? Four pilgrims. We're going to look at a passage today where that word appears. We're going to talk about it. This is a verse that pilgrims use. Hebrews 11, 1. Faith is the substance of things what? It's the evidence of things what? And many times that's the pilgrim's life. The pilgrim who got on the ship, who came to America, he had faith, he had hope of dreams, of things that you know, he was hoping for, but he couldn't see them. And William Bradford, the governor, when he died, he didn't get to see it happen. He didn't get to see the fulfillment of his dream of a country, of a united country. But that happened in, you know what, maybe 100 years later, 1776? It happened. Pilgrims don't always get to see. But pilgrims have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's a great pilgrim verse. Without faith, it's what? It's impossible to please Him. We all need to be pilgrims. We need to have that kind of faith where we hope for things, things that we can't see. We dream things that we can't see that are going to glorify God and reach others. It's a good thing to do, man. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. He that comes to God must believe that He is. And He's a rewarder of who? Of those that what? Diligently seek Him. That's the pilgrim, man. Let's keep looking at this passage. As you read those great scriptures, Hebrews 11:1, Hebrews 11:6, it's not long you meet some pilgrims. There's a whole bunch of people mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, but four of them are pilgrims. Let's look at it. Who are they? Well, they didn't have a complete Bible. Okay? All right, so you that say, well, I don't know much about the Bible. Well, they didn't have hardly any Bible at all. And you have the Bible. They did not have a complete picture of God's plan. What God was doing. Yet their faith was strong. We're going to meet them here in a second. They handed down God's promises, things they'd never seen, things that they had heard, but never saw. They handed down these promises from one generation to the next, though they'd never seen it. That's a pilgrim, ain't it? Say, did I lose you? In spite of testings and their own failures, they still believed God. So the pilgrims we're going to look at are not perfect people at all. So I guess you don't have to be perfect to be a pilgrim, right? Say. They often failed. But they were all men of faith. Faith is a prerequisite to being a pilgrim. Your feet are never going to move forward and walk to something you don't know where you're going or what you can't see unless you have faith. You never be a pilgrim unless you have faith. You'll never be a pilgrim unless you have, well, I'm just a pilgrim. No, you're just wandering around. You don't know where you're going. Pilgrims have faith. You can put them down if you want to, but there's something inside of them that they see. They see something. And they believe it. It's the thing that drives them on. And keeps them fighting. And keeps them passing down what it is they see or what it is they believe. That's what pilgrims do. These four, they were devoted to God. Even though they're failures, I could point out, I could spend 2-3 Sunday mornings easy pointing out the failures of these fellows. But they were devoted to God. You can be devoted to God and also have been a failure. Did you know that, yes or no? You can be devoted to God and also not be perfect. Did you know that? Keep looking. They trusted God's Word. Are y'all alive today? You're listening to me. Okay. I think pilgrims, I think sleepy. Come on. God honored these four men's faith and their commitment. Who are they? Four pilgrims. Well, they're four generations. And you might know because you know your Bible. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Say those with me. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Let's say it again. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. And that's the way they're mentioned in Hebrews 11. We're not going to go in a whole lot of the Bible, just a little bit, but we'll hang in here with Hebrews 11. Talk about these four pilgrims. Let's look at it. Let's go to the message now, four pilgrims. What's the goal of the message today? To learn four things. I call them pilgrim rules. Four things that these guys have left me as a heritage. And I, too, must do if I'm going to be a pilgrim. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, he what? Read that last part with me. And he went out, keep reading, not knowing where he was going. Say that with me. Not knowing where he was. One more time. Not knowing where he was going. Keep looking. What's pilgrim rule number one? Here we go. Pilgrim rule number one. Here's pilgrim rule number one. If you're going to be a pilgrim, it's going to require faith. Without it, you can't please God. But pilgrim rule number one, here it is, pop it up. Follow God, even when you don't know where you're going. Did you hear me? How many in your life you have been lost? Let me see your hands. How many at times, even as a believer in Christ, you lost direction? You lost, you didn't know what the heck is happening. You ever had that happen? Say, how many of you going through life and you got run over by a bus called life? Can I see your hand? You left dead in the street. You know what a pilgrim does? I'm going to tell you what a pilgrim does. A pilgrim gets up and says, I ain't dead yet. When life hurts you, when life loses you, when things happen in life, pilgrim rule number one, you keep going. Even though you don't know where you're going. Last year, I'd have never thought I'd have went to a Christmas house scramble. I was just being kind and nice and, you know, wanting to be just a friend. I didn't know where my life would be in a year from now. Did y'all hear me, yes or no? I didn't know I'd be traveling to North Carolina, married, have little girls who need a daddy. I didn't know. I didn't know. Y'all relate or what? Say, life done things to you in life you don't know. But guess what? I'm telling you something. Pilgrim rule number one is this. You keep going even though you don't know where you're going. And good things are most likely going to happen in your life. But the person that says, well, this happened, I quit. Or the person says, this happened, let me tell you how crappy my life is. You're never going to get anywhere. Pilgrims don't stop. You hear me today? Come on, and Abraham didn't stop. Abraham, he was a very wealthy man. He left everything in Ur of the Chaldees. That's Iraq, where all the oil is today. He went to the one place in the Middle East that don't have a stick of oil. Isn't that funny? That's what Golda Meir said when they established Israel. She said, man, why on the one planet, whole planet? We over here in the Middle East, we in the one place, ain't a bit old. But God was there. Amen? God was leading. There was a bigger plan. I'm going to have a son. I'm going to build a nation. We're going to have the Word of God. We're going to have a Savior, a Messiah. The whole earth is going to be blessed because of you, faithful Abraham. He never stopped. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country. He dwelt in tents. He left the fancy that he had, and he dwelt in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. He looked, say it with me. Here's a pilgrim, come on. He looked, come on, for a city, come on, which has foundation, say it with me, whose builder and maker is God. Wow, isn't that good? That's a pilgrim right there. Can you imagine? We complain about living in Inglewood with air conditioning. Here's this guy left everything in the desert. You can't get more rugged, rough terrain than where this guy was. What kept him going? He had a vision of a city whose builder and maker was God. Amen? Pilgrim rule number one, keep going. Keep obeying. Keep following. Even though you don't know where you're going. How many would say, Pastor, that's where I was in my life. I was at a place in my life where I just didn't know where I was going. And life was hard and life was rough. But would you be a testimony to others in the room who are lost right now? They don't know what's going on. Would you raise your hand and say, but I know where I'm going now. I found the way. I found the way. I didn't stay in the darkness. I came out of it. I came out of it. Keep going. Would you raise your hand if your encouragement is to the rest of us to keep going? Say, you keep going. It's what pilgrims do. Amen? Let's keep looking. Pilgrim rule number two. So that's number one. Number two. Keep a forward look. My words. Keep a forward look, even when you don't know how it's going to happen. Keep a forward look. Even though you can't figure it out. You can't see how you can get from here to there. You keep looking there. Did you hear me today? You don't have that backward look. You don't have that look that's looking in the past. It's the past that stops most people. They can't get past their past. Their past is there, and they can't jerk their head around and look forward. That's what pilgrims do. They look forward, one foot in front of the other. Amen? Keep a forward look. Even though you don't know how it's going to happen. Did Abraham know how God was going to do all this stuff? Say. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. They died without even many of these things ever coming to fruition. But they saw them where? They saw them afar off. And they were persuaded of them. Wow, that's huge right there. You've got to be persuaded. As you look forward, you've got to be persuaded that's the direction you need to go in your life. Amen. Yes or no? If you think digging up the past and digging up the dead and keep working on this all back in here is going to get you somewhere in life, brother, I can't help you a whole lot. You have got to have a forward look. Y'all listening or not? I'm telling you, this kind of thing right here will just wreck you in all so many areas of your life. Keep that forward look. Be persuaded that there is a future and it's in front of you. Y'all listening? And they embraced them. They confessed them. What does that mean? They repeated it. Confess it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can get up. Today's going to be a good day. God's promises are yea and amen. Amen? Say. You know? I have purpose in my life. Talk like that. Confess like that. That's the pilgrim. That's how the pilgrims walk. That they were strangers and what? Pilgrims on the earth. One of the few times you'll see that in the Bible. Pilgrim rule number two. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a what? You ought to declare things plainly in your life. If you have that forward look, you ought to absolutely declare things plainly. This is where I'm going in my life. This is where I'm headed. I'm not going to stay in the pit. I remember when I started my series a couple of years ago when I was hurting so badly. I was in the pit, and I told you I was in the pit. But I didn't want to stay in the pit. Did y'all remember me saying that? Yes or no? I'd point to that crack. You see that crack right there at the top of the wall? There's, between the orange and the block, there's a crack up there. That's where I was headed. I was headed from the pit to the crack. I had to see things. You have to see that you have a future. You understand? I know I'm telling two things at once here, but I hope you'll see it. We're seeing the Bible. We're also seeing how I can live now. Keep a forward look. Amen? Don't get it home in the pit. That ain't home. By the way, church, don't get too homey down here because this ain't home either. Amen? Come on. Keep that forward look. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from where they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. It's interesting. Abraham didn't go around telling his story where he was from and all he gave up to all his heirs. Oh, man, back in Ur of the Chaldees, we had air conditioning and Cadillacs. He kept looking forward and telling about the future and the dust and the dirt and the desert and the stink and the rot and the mess. He kept telling about the future. He didn't talk about how rich he was, how all he had this there and he had this and 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 this. No. Because if he had told all his people where he came from, they wouldn't have wanted to go where he was going. They wouldn't want to go back where he come from. Did you hear what I just said? So often we repeat the mess of the past, 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 and we can never get to our future. And you'll convince yourself that there is no forward. There's only reverse. Amen? Keep a forward look. But now they desire a better country. That is a heavenly, where God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. Amen? So as you live life down here, and you keep that forward look in your own life, remember also to keep that forward look spiritually. Heaven's my home. I believe my mother's last words 19 years ago when my stepdad put a 357 Magnum in her face and shot her 6 times. I believe my mother's last words were these words, "You can't threaten me with heaven." I believe that was the last words that came out of my mother's mouth. Because it was a city. She knew she was going to. And I hate what happened to my mama, but I know one thing for sure. I'll see my mama again. See, because she passed down that as an inheritance to me. Gary, keep looking forward. All things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Don't look back, Gary. Keep looking forward. Keep looking forward. People will come in your life and people will leave you. Did you hear me? People will come in your life and people will leave you. That's why I don't hook my wagon to no people. Did you hear me? My wagon's hooked to Jesus. I'm a pilgrim, guys. I'm from Rockingham. I'm in a strange land down here in Englewood, Florida. Got sand in my shoes now. Are you kidding me? I come from the sticks. I come from where I just came from, Kim. That's where I'm from. I took her through Rockingham, the little town. We went up and down the streets. That's where I was born. That's where Mama's buried. It's where I used to get ice cream. I'd walk up there. I took Elisa and said, that's where we got the dilly bars at the DQ. And they weren't the kind in the little plastic. Oh, no, they made them right there, stuck it right in and dipped them in that chocolate. I don't know how they stayed on that stick. You know what I mean? I'm a pilgrim. Did you hear me? How many of y'all came from somewhere else other than right here? Can I see your hand? Would you say I'm a pilgrim? Say it with me. I'm a what? I'm a pilgrim. Pilgrims, why don't we do something for the glory of God right here in this little settlement we're in right now? Say. In this little Plymouth Rock down here we got us. Amen? Say. Why? Why don't we? Do something for God. Quit telling me about what you did when you're back home. You tell me about what you did back home so much, it makes me want to leave with you and go back home and not do what I'm supposed to do here. Y'all hearing me or not? Say. Get a mindset. This is my life. This is where I live. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to do something great right here. Why not think like that? A forward look. Not all the past is bad, but you can't get anywhere here. You're just waiting to die. Why wait to die? When you can live, man. Y'all listening to me or not? I told Rod, this ain't much message up here. I'll be going all over the place in this message, I'm sure. Abraham lived in tents, T-E-N-T-S, but he also lived in future what? T-E-N-S-E, future tense. Okay, as you're in your old tent down here, you keep living in some future tense. It'll help your life. It'll change your whole mind and the way you look at life. Past tense, we've talked about it, so many people live there. Present tense, hey, you need to live in the now. Today is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is a great day. This is a great day to serve the Lord. This is a great day, husbands, to kiss your wife right on her face. Amen. Say, it's a great day to love on your young'uns. Amen. It's a great day to take an extra 2 or 3 minutes or 5 or 10 and stay here at the church house and hug on somebody and let them talk to you and tell you a little bit of their pain or their story or their struggle so you can help them and help them to look forward in their life. That's a great day to live. Amen. Say. Think like that. Yeah, praise the Lord. It's a great day to live, guys. All right? Come on. Present tense, but wait a minute. Future tense. You got to live in the present tense, but wow. You keep some of that future tense out there, keeping you going. Amen? Say. Good stuff. Abraham lived in tents, gave up all that he had. He lived in tents, but as he was living in those tents and moving those tents in the desert, he lived in future tense. Amen? It's not about what we're living in, guys, T-E-N-T-S, but it's about what we're living in or living for, future tense. Does that make any sense to you? It's a little odd on the screen. I see Daisy, her head like sideways. It's because you work for a newspaper. It's hard. Amen.
Hey, listen, it's not about what we're living in so much. We make our world around our little house that we have down here. Don't forget, it's not really just about what you're living in, guys. It's about what you're living in, and that is the future. And you've got a forward look. You keep going for it. Amen? Life ain't over. Pilgrim rule number 3. We'll fly now. Believe God is faithful and well able regardless of the testing or struggle. Pilgrims have to believe God is faithful. They could not believe God helped them sail the bloody seas and get to this new land. The pilgrims that came to America, they could not believe that God was not going to be faithful and well able to take care of them. You've got to believe that. Abraham believed that. Isaac believed that. Jacob believed that. Joseph, of all people, my goodness, he's down in Egypt. Everything in this guy's life went south, went horrible. But he had to keep believing that God was faithful. God was well able, even if he was in a prison, to deliver him. Amen, yes or no? Believe. Believe God is well able, that God is faithful and well able. You've got to believe that. Pilgrim rule number 3. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, God said, offer up your one and only son, Isaac. So he offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall all your seed be called. You told me I'm going to have a kid. I'm old. I have a kid. Now you're telling me to kill my son. This makes no sense. How am I going to be a great nation when I'm fixing to kill the one that is going to have my babies in the future? Doesn't make any sense. You know what he did as he held that knife? If you don't know the story, you need to go to Genesis and read it. As he held up that knife to slay his only son as an offering to God because God told him to, he believed God was what? Able to do what? He believed if God didn't stop his arm, or if God didn't provide a sacrifice, his faith had become so great, he believed God would raise that boy up from the dead. That's some crazy faith right there. From whence also he received him in a figure. Amen? So, believe God is faithful and well able regardless of the testing or struggle. And that's what exactly happened. God didn't wait for him to kill his son. God had his hand. He stopped him. And there was a what caught in the thicket? A what? A ram that was caught. And his son was able to go free. And the ram was to be able to take his place and be sacrificed. How many of you cut it short before you stop short? You quit. You gave in before you let God make a way. You hearing me, yes or no? You gave in before you let God make the way. There was a way and you gave in. You quit. And now you know it. You look back over, oh man. Guys, you got to believe God's faithful. He's able no matter what you're going through. What does he say about temptation? There hath no temptation taken you but such as what? Common to man. And God will make with that temptation or that testing a way of what? Escape. You've got to believe as a pilgrim God's well able no matter what the difficulties I face. You hear me? God fulfills His promises either immediately or what? You got to believe that. God fulfills His promises immediately or ultimately. A lot of people, they'll pray to God and it doesn't happen. So they just quit on God. They get discouraged. God's not a bellboy. You can ring on Him. Ring, 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 ring. You've got to put your confidence in Him even when it turns out like you don't think it ought to turn out. Knowing that He's faithful and He's well able to help you regardless of what it is. Amen. Almost done. Pilgrim rule number 4, last one. Realize true faith is able to wait. Say that with me. True faith is able to what? Wait for the fulfillment of God's promise. True faith is able to what? For the fulfillment of God's promise. Now, I don't want to be ugly, but I had several at this church. Don't think we're building the building fast enough? And left. Here's two words. Goodbye. Did you hear what I just said? Don't mean to be ugly, But the bottom, listen, I don't mean to be ugly, but the bottom line is, I wish I was God. Wish I could spin straw into gold.
I'm a pilgrim. And I come from a long list of pilgrims. Who we have to believe God. We have to believe His promise. And we have to believe He's well able. 2 exit, 3 will come in. You hear me today? Yes or no? It's what I believe. I believe God's in charge of the math, not me. You hear me today? You got to believe, guys. My goodness. A building's just a little thing, guys. Your life falling apart, that's the big thing. That's where you really need to take this message and really, you hear me today, say, and know that you can make it, and that I've got to keep going, and I've got to keep a forward look, and I've got to know, I've got to keep my faith, and He's well able, and then I've got to know that that faith is going to have some patience, and at times it's going to have to wait. Y'all listening or not, have I lost you? We're done with the message. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed both of the sons of Joseph. And he worshipped. I love this line. I never saw it before. Leaning upon, say it with me, the top of his what? You know what you call that thing? It's called a shepherd's crook. But you know what the other word that thing's called? It's called a pilgrim's staff. Here's Jacob, the trickster, the liar, that God changed his name to what? Israel. Because it's really all about God's blessing and not about Jacob at all. Amen. But here's this old guy, and when he dies, he's leaning on his pilgrim staff. That should be you and me, guys. You hear me today? You just wait. You just keep waiting on the Lord. And when it comes your time, man, I hope they find me like that. Amen? He didn't lose faith. He didn't lose heart. He didn't quit. Difficulties happen. Why? Because we live on earth. Things get hard. Why? Because things get hard. Amen? Hang on. And by faith, Joseph, last one, believe God is able. Realize true faith is able to wait. Here's Joseph when he's dying. When he's dying, Jacob's leaning on his staff. Hi. Joseph, when he's dying, He made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and he gave commandments concerning his what? Sounds like he was a pilgrim. Where was Joseph? He was in what country? The country of Egypt. Was Joseph from Egypt? No. Abraham blessed Isaac. Isaac blessed Jacob. Jacob blessed Joseph's sons. He died while he was leaning on his pilgrim staff. Joseph blessed the children of Israel. And Joseph said this, I am a pilgrim. Get my bones out of here. Even when he's old, I don't belong here. This ain't my home. Get my bones out of here. Bury me where? In the land of what? Promise. Were they in the land of promise yet? No. Bury me there. He saw it, even though he didn't get to experience it. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land. He's passing down his heritage, which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him. And he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Well, what happened? What happened to Joseph's bones? What happened to this guy that said, I'm a pilgrim, don't leave me down here? Joshua 24, Joshua led the children of Israel in the promised land. Joshua chapter 1. Now you're at the end of the book, Joshua chapter 24. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of where? If Joseph hadn't had a forward look, you think his bones would be up in Egypt still, yes or no? Sure they would. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, and a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver. And it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. Incredible. Amen? Done with the message? Amen? What we got? Four generations. Name them with me. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Amen? Joseph's final words, I believe, I'm a pilgrim. Get my bones out of here. Amen. Guys, listen, don't get so, man, if I could say one thing, certainly don't get stuck on your past and let that be your life. Don't let it be your life. Life is right now. Life is right here. Say life is right here. Life is right. Life is right here. Life is right now. Life is not my past. If you retired, you came from somewhere else, let me tell you something. You might only be down here for a four-month pilgrimage. Why don't, while you're on this four-month pilgrimage, you make this your little Plymouth? Amen? And you take some ownership of this community and you just share and you keep that forward look and you know that your life still matters right here. You can be a part of our colony. Y'all listening or not, say, we'd love to have you. We appreciate you. We want you to be with us. Amen? Anyway, message, four generations, four pilgrims. Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. Amen? Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Your word. Amen. Amen. Let's stand on up.